The Nashville Predators are poised to do something that would have seemed unthinkable a decade ago, when attendance hit an all-time low. In a letter to season ticket holders, the Predators say they may stop selling individual tickets to certain games. The team is also willing to pay a premium to buy tickets back. Why? The Predators have the best record in the NHL, and they're trying to keep their home ice advantage in the face of the raucous enemy crowds that sometimes infiltrate Bridgestone Arena. At a game in early December, Greg Atwood arrived at a seat just like he normally does.
I typically get there right at face-off, and when they turned the light, when I walked in, it was when it was dark, and when they turned the lights on, it was pretty shocking just how much. I mean, it was a majority red.
That red was a sea of Chicago Blackhawks fans in T-shirts and sweaters supporting their team. Thousands of fans chanted, "Let's go Hawks." As a reliable Preds fan, Atwood has been coming to games for 14 years and says he actually doesn't mind seeing out-of-towners.
Maybe it's our southern nature, but for me and most of my friends, it's usually, hey, welcome, glad y'all are here. I mean, we're glad they're coming to see us and spending money in the city. But, maybe 1,000, 2,000 would be good and not so much 8,000 or 9,000 at once.
Nashville lost that game to the Blackhawks 3-1. It was one of only two home losses for the team this year. Team President Sean Henry says the complaints came flying in from fans and players.
It didn't help that we lost, but after that game, I probably got, 50, 75 emails, 10, 12 phone calls, and I'm not the only one. You spread that across our whole staff, and people were saying, I don't know if I want to come to the game anymore.
So now the team is outlining steps to maximize the amount of Predators gold and navy blue in the stands. Team says it's considering a mandate that season ticket holders clear it with them before reselling their tickets.
The first opportunity and last opportunity to buy Predator tickets should stay right here in our greater market.
The team is also offering to buy back tickets to certain games at 10% above face value. It's not the first time a professional sports team has tried to keep its tickets from winding up on the secondary ticket market. Unlike goods that can be bought or resold, many teams consider their tickets non-transferable licenses to attend events. The New England Patriots took the online site StubHub to court a few years back. In 2014, the Seattle Seahawks prevented anyone from California from buying a ticket when they played San Francisco in the postseason. If the Predators end up doing something similar, not only would that keep out-of-town fans away from the arena, it would likely keep them out of Nashville altogether, meaning hotels, bars, and restaurants would lose out.
Look at all the people on the balcony.
A YouTube video taken by a couple driving down Broadway shows out-of-town fans spilling out of the bars around Bridgestone Arena. In the latest study conducted by the team back in 2012, it was estimated the Predators and the arena have a $410 million economic impact on the community, particularly downtown. Despite the increased hotel business during the hockey season, Renaissance Nashville General Manager John Fleming says he understands the team's predicament.
I had two reactions. One as a fan, and I said, absolutely right. Best thing we could do, protect our home ice and go for it.
And as a hotel executive,
We'll lose some business, obviously, if we do limit that. And it means we'll just have to go find other business.
Season ticket holders are conflicted, too. Greg Atwood may not like half the arena filled with rival fans, but he also doesn't want the team to go overboard with the new rules.
I spent a lot of money on these tickets, and when I buy these tickets, they're mine to determine what I do with them.
The Predators say they're most concerned with building a championship franchise and a regional fan base that will last for generations. They say keeping home ice advantage is a key to moving in that direction. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emil Moffitt.